With SRN News, I'm John Scott. President Donald Trump has authorized the deployment of an additional 2,000 National Guard members to help respond to protests in Los Angeles over immigration raids. The authorization came a day after mostly peaceful protest on Monday. House Speaker Mike Johnson.
The President of the United States has a responsibility to maintain law and order, particularly when the lives and livelihoods of federal law enforcement officers are threatened. What we're doing there with the federal forces is we are protecting federal buildings and property and personnel, and the President is showing strong leadership in doing so.
The Guard members are in addition to the 2,100 Guard troops the President previously mobilized for the protests Sunday morning. The President also deployed 700 Marines to help them Monday. One of the country's top economists says voters should not trust the negative projections coming from the Congressional Budget Office about President Trump's big, beautiful tax bill.
Steve Moore with the Committee to Unleash Prosperity says for decades he's complained that the CBO does not understand that
for every action, there's a reaction.
So he says they assume any cut in tax rates will lead to a net loss in revenues.
They just think that if you cut taxes, the whole world's going to be exactly the same.
Far from it, Moore claims. Historical data shows the exact opposite is true.
Every single time over the last 100 years, we have cut tax rates, good things have happened for the economy.
Without exception, Moore claims, leading to increased revenues over time. Bob Agner reporting.
The U.S. and China holding a second day of talks in London aimed at easing their trade dispute. It comes after President Trump said China is not easy, but the U.S. was doing well at the negotiations. The talks followed negotiations in Geneva last month that brought a temporary respite in the trade war. The Dow up 33 points, the NASDAQ adding 52. This is SRN News. A lot of pastors have doubts about the book of Genesis.
According to the Association of Religion Data Archives, only 25% of mainline Protestant and Catholic clergymen in this country actually believe that Adam and Eve existed. On the other hand, 80% of evangelical Protestant and 89% of black Protestant pastors do think the Bible is telling the truth when it describes God's creation of the first man and the first woman. Mainline Protestants and Catholic clergy are also more likely to doubt the existence of God. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Germany is resurrecting the medieval practice of religious pilgrimages. Around Berlin, Christians and non-believers alike are invited to take short walks led by various ministries. The suburb of Spandau has launched its own loop, connecting about 24 Protestant churches and 2 Catholic ones. This is SRN News. Mexico has carried out a new drug raid, intercepting a site with evidence of methamphetamine production. BBC correspondent Will Grant.
5 properties were raided, which were apparently being used as clandestine laboratories for production of the drug, while photographs released by the authorities appear to show drums of precursor chemicals discovered in a warehouse. With this latest seizure, one of the largest of its kind, it is becoming increasingly clear that President Sheinbaum and her security team have moved on from her predecessor's strategy on the drug cartels. Ex-President Andrés Manuel López Obrador was often criticized by his opponents for running a strategy characterized as hugs, not bullets.
Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney says Canada will meet NATO's military spending guideline by early next year. Carney also said that Canada would diversify defense spending away from the United States. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm John Scott.